Hello and welcome to Snacks, a bite-sized pod where we discuss news, trending topics, behind-the-scenes updates and things that caught our attention. Today is Tuesday. We're talking tech Tuesday.
Yep.
Well done. Welcome. Yeah,
well done. Well done to you. That was a pretty good intro.
Thanks, mate.
From you.
Hey, you're fully rested. We didn't get to talk about this yesterday, obviously, because we don't drop snacks until Tuesday, but you've almost floated up the stairs into the office this morning.
Yeah. Well, lucky enough to have a ripping massage at the Lawn Spa and Retreat in Point Lonsdale with Tails, and had our own little private room and got a bit of a massage, mineral bars, 6-star shower, jet steam fucking thing, whatever it is, and it was just pretty unreal. Bottle of champagne, a few nibbles. It's pretty good.
You're getting your head rubbed.
It's getting the head rubbed.
Did you get to say what you wanted rubbed?
Yeah, because I don't like getting waited on kind of thing and feeling like the king, you know what I mean? But I always feel awkward in that encounter because I know I'm like, do they really want to be rubbing my doughy body, you know? But then I was just like, look, to be honest, I felt a bit of tension just off. I've been getting headaches lately. I haven't had headaches in years, and I used to get them quite a bit, and I can feel the tension in my neck and my shoulders, and I was like, can you just give that a rub? And honestly, there was like knots everywhere. I could feel it just sort of coming out, and she was going real hard, and afterwards I just felt like I was just floating. It was so, so good. Highly recommend.
Yeah, so where is it? Where did you go?
Point Lonsdale. It's a little – it's called Lawn Spa and Retreat. Lola Berry, actually, she mentioned it in the pod, and then she told us, like, make sure you – go check it out. So
are you now too relaxed?
I don't think there's a thing. I don't think that's a thing, can it? Can it be?
If you could get massages, how often could you get them? That's a great – I'd love to know. For those listening, what's the ideal amount of – is it a daily massage? Is it?
I'll be getting a couple of times. Morning and afternoon, I'd make it part of the routine for sure, and then followed by a bath. Like, I feel like if I could – in a perfect world, I'd still work like maybe 3 hours a day.
Yeah?
But
you have the baths and you do the massage. Well, this is the thing that I've missed. Yeah. Like – 12 years on from my AFL career.
Yeah.
I don't miss much about the 7 day a week how it was, but one thing that I do truly, truly miss is massages.
Getting a rub and tug.
No, seriously, you get three massages a week. You book in, you get.
That's pretty good. And can you just say, look, I want a deep tissue or I want a.
Go in there and you go, I got my calf sore. I have an hour massage of my calves.
But do you feel guilty? Like, do you feel sorry for the people rubbing it? Because I'm like...
No, because they're hired.
So yeah, employees. I know.
They've got a whole section. To be honest, room.
I couldn't really relax that much because I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh, no, she probably went to uni to do it. Like, she probably loves doing this. I don't feel bad for her just like...
People train to be a sports masseuse. Like,
Did I ruin her day going... Like, she probably just wanted to do a nice little gentle relaxing and I'm like, no, give me the deep tissue and... Well, like put your elbow into it.
When she's sweating like a pig and she's dripping sweat onto you and you're going harder, harder. Yeah, it's a bit much. Anyway, let's get into the first headlines. It is Tech Tuesday. Actually, you know what?
What?
I know I want to get into the Tech Tuesday headlines, but before we get it, this is yesterday's episode with Michael Beveridge that we dropped. Yeah. Content director at Bailey Nelson. He's worked at places like Koala. He's been on Big Brother. He's hosted radio shows. Before we get into Tech Tuesday, this is a topic that we love.
Mm.
It's digital marketing, content strategy, how to create brand. Like, this episode is all the things that you need to know to be successful.
Yep.
If you are running your own business, if you're creating content to gain awareness or convert through performance marketing, the difference between ad content and organic branded content. Like, besides the fact that Michael's off his fucking rocker.
Yeah.
How good was the episode?
He's such a sick dude. Honestly, when you come across people like that, it's rare because, you know, most people just play by the rules and they're just like, yeah, nice to meet you and stuff like that. He's a breath of fresh air, isn't he? Like, his perspective on things and his, I suppose, eye for creative and his perspective on things is really, really cool. Great insights.
Some of my key takeaways was like the hook for your content. First 5 seconds, doesn't matter. And then using the data of the content that you're creating.
There are no egos.
So, for example, if it's about... How many eyeballs on your piece of content? If it's just a straight up awareness piece, you can tell what content got more eyes.
Yeah, and it just the stats don't lie.
Stats don't lie. Shit like that. I love that shit.
You do like that, don't you?
Hey, all right. First up, first article comes from LinkedIn News. Kathy Anderson.
Hey, big shout out to Kathy Anderson. We love you.
Happy New Year, Kathy Anderson.
Yeah, we need to get Kathy on the pod.
I reckon
for a Tech Tuesday, she can run us through some of her favorite headlines.
I don't mind that. CEO dismissed. 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 Oh, shocking. Oh, no.
You're off your head.
CEO dismissed for bad behaviour. The CEO of building firm James Hardy has been fired by the board over threatening workplace conduct, the latest in a string of Australian CEOs forced to leave over behavioural issues. In a statement released Monday, Jack Truong said he's unequivocally rejected the allegations. Building materials company James Hardy has fired its CEO, Jack Truong, after an investigation found his behaviour at work was intimidating and threatening. The firm's board has received complaints from employees over the past few months, and a third party was appointed to investigate and work with Truong to change his behaviour. But Executive Chairman Michael Hams and Truong's said Truong's behaviour remained inconsistent with the James Hardy Code of Conduct, and the board decided to remove him. He'd been in the role for 3 years, the latest string of Australian CEOs to resign.
They said one in five CEOs are psychopaths. So I feel like you're maybe the one in five, and I feel like this guy may be the one in five too. Maybe you guys can hang out and, you know, have a beer.
Oh, full of intimidating behaviour, that's for sure.
That's a bit... construction would be an interesting...
hard place to work.
It would be a little bit, wouldn't it? But and big contracts in construction and stuff too, like high stress and pressure, I feel like, as well. Like, especially with big jobs and big multi-million dollar contracts. Like, we had big Dickie Fafita on from Veya Digital and... you know, we've had AgriWeb, we've had all different
things. How crazy is this? When they sacked him, it triggered a near $1 billion fall in the company's market value on the stock market. $1 billion.
Wow.
Imagine sacking a bloke. It's like when Elon Musk did his thing, should I sell my stock in whatever, and Tesla's things went up or down or whatever that thing happened. Like, sacking something, like this is when, like, they go, why do people get paid? Like, $1 billion, a decision like this overnight, $1 billion.
How many notes could how big is $1 billion like in cash in one cash. Room?
Do you reckon it'd fill this podcast studio up?
I reckon it'd fill the whole thing up, wouldn't it? It'd fill the whole place.
Nah,
up.
Not you that don't reckon? Much.
I don't know. How much are in banks? Like if I don't think
they hold
branch,
that much money.
There wouldn't be $1 billion.
No, they hold a lot of gold bars. I'm pretty sure.
Gold bars. Maybe we can. Maybe there's a few movies on
just
that.
It reminds me like Hogwarts on Harry Potter. Yeah. And they go into the Gringotts Bank and there's just like stuff everywhere. That's what I imagine.
I'm thinking like Batman or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Or Money Heist. Have you seen that?
I have seen that.
That's a good show.
I haven't like watched it religiously like you've asked me to, but
it's pretty good. I never thought I'd be into dubs and subs, but
dubs and subs, get on it. All right, next article comes from Laura Entis, editor at LinkedIn. Future of food misses the point. Food entrepreneurs are hard at work creating a world in which drones drop off orders within 5 minutes and ghost kitchens pump out meals untethered from physical restaurants. But is this really the future we want? In a feature for EDA, journalist Jaya Saxena examines how, in the rush to disrupt delivery in restaurants, innovators are missing the true lodestar, an industry that pays a living wage and consumers who understand and pay the true cost for the convenience and delivery and meals out. What are your thoughts on this? Future of food.
Well, as you know me, I'm a packet cat, so anything that's easier and just... Most people like it to know how things are made and it's all wholesome and stuff, but I'm like, if you can put it into a nice McChicken patty, I'll probably eat it. But like drones and all that sort of stuff, and I don't know. If it comes quicker, I feel like everything's so convenient now where it's a bit like you got too many options and it's too like just give me a few less options and make me think a bit less.
Like,
you know,
is this going to get to the point where, remember we talked to John Phillips on the pod and he's saying how Amazon's got this new stuff now where they'll be sending orders.
Before you even order them.
Predicted your behaviour so much that they're sending your order before you've even actually hit that order button.
Well, they know when you're pregnant sometimes before you even know, because they know that you've certain been things and habits and, you know, when someone's going to propose and engage, so you'll get the next, you'll get ads because they'll know that you put money away and you say, like, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
So, no, it's actually a lot fucked up.
Imagine going, all right, I'm thinking Friday night, I'm going to order my Friday night pizza, and you look at the door and there's the bloke with your pizza.
Do you want that though?
No, that's too much. I still want the freedom of choice.
Yeah, but that is the choice that you ended up making in your head before you even knew it.
Yeah, but if I look up and I see him there,
is it too much?
I'm changing my choice straight away.
I feel like then we'd be expecting so much from everything from now on. Like everything would have to be in an instant. You know what I mean? Like it already is now. Like patience, I feel like older people have a lot more patience than what we have, especially younger people now coming through because...
No patience.
No, why? Why have patience when things can get done now?
when drones are delivering your food, like imagine like, oh, I've got no milk left for the coffee and...
Oh, no, I'd already know that because it'd know from the...
The amount of things in the fridge. It'll be tracking the stuff in the fridge.
Yeah, well...
I don't know if I want to live in that. It feels very...
Do you want a smart fridge? Do you want a smart fridge like that? That just
automatically... I just want a bigger fridge with a bit more space to put my food in.
When are you going to start buying land in the metaverse and stuff and just start living in that sort of life too?
I'm not going to live.
Because that's going to happen. We're going to have things in this. There's going to be drones flying out of our food. We're going to have land next to Snoop Dogg in the Kryptonet. And we're going to be...
Do you reckon it's just because people, like, in their real reality, like, the world's falling down, climate change is fucking everything, can't go outside because it's too hot, storms and stuff. And instead, you live in your little room, you get your food delivered by the drones, and you just put your headset on and your VR goggles and you go live somewhere else in a different reality.
The only sun that you see is the sun's in the video games or...
And then your body's just withering away, you're getting fat. And
it's like Howie from the bench warmers.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't go out and see the sun. It's going to be... it's pretty scary, isn't it?
What about with those Elon Musk, like the Neuralink stuff? Would you... Well, I know we've talked about this before.
Like car accident victims and people with trauma and stuff to get that sort of... I think that's amazing.
And put their brain into like the body of something else.
Well, if things to save your life and that sort of stuff, I love that, the fact that you can do that. It depends on, like, I don't want ads and I don't want things in my... You know what I mean?
I don't want
to
be seeing ads while I'm dreaming.
I don't want to open myself up to that. But if something bad happened to me and that was the thing that saved my consciousness or something, of course.
I'll tell you who did that first. Were you a big Futurama fan?
Oh, not really. There was too many of the same things.
Yeah, but I reckon Futurama was underrated.
Yeah, it was still good, yeah. It's like American Dad. That was still pretty good.
There were some things where they were doing, like, ads in your dreams.
Really?
Like, that was the type of thing and that was called Futurama. Like, Matt Groening, he's done some crazy predictions with The Simpsons, but if you look at the Futurama stuff and, like, how do people... It's like, go buy such and such cola. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That can't be real. Imagine sleeping going, all right, Coca-Cola.
Honestly, how far until... that sort of reality hits the mainstream? How many years away do you reckon that is?
Not that far, because if people are living in this metaverse, whatever, and they're spending all day in there, well, that's what they'll be seeing. They might be sleeping on their chair and their eyes are open, they're getting all the things pop up on their eyes.
Isn't it in Korea and stuff, like there's a lot of deaths from people just on their computers and gaming and shit, just flat out without taking breaks or eating or drinking or
those
pissing.
Stories always pop up where someone's
is it
like,
true?
Someone hasn't slept for 4 days and they've had so many energy drinks and they just have a heart attack and die at their computer.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's a sad sort of isolating world at the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it is like, I was even thinking about it today. I was like, the world's gone fucking mad. Everything's just like, it's not normal, is it? I'm like, am I just growing up or is the world fucking fucked up?
I don't know, but we've hit this Tech Tuesday from a weird sort of angle.
Yeah.
I just think, the tech's sort of freaking me out a bit. I just want to, you're walking around barefoot. You think you're almost...
Well, that's the only thing that I do that is like earthly or wholesome, I feel like. Just going barefoot everywhere.
Sucking in some oxygen outside, huh?
A little bit, yeah. I'm looking up at the stars. I'm taking in the little daisies on the walk.
Yeah, I think it's going to be... I'm pretty scared for Matilda's life in the future. Like 20 years time... Are you
scared for the people in control of the technology? Not the technology itself, the people who might have the power... Like it's a power and influence play.
Yeah, I just think at the moment it's where it's progressing... Like, I know we're all aboard the tech train because that's what we do. We're in that industry. But right now, where it's progressing, it doesn't seem like that fun. So many people got mental health problems. So many people have so much screen time. Obesity's going through the roof. This customer satisfaction and about delivering value to customers is like drones land into your thing. But it's like, hang on a minute. Imagine that at scale. You got drones flying over your head every two seconds. You go outside. You can't – all the birds are dead because they're all fucking
–
drones are cutting their heads off.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that life.
It's different things in the ecosystem.
I don't want that
life. It doesn't feel natural, does it?
Nah.
And it's sort of against your spirit a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, let me just charge my crystals under the moonlight.
Yeah, there still needs to be an element. Would you, all right, if you could have perfect nutrition for the rest of your life and just have a pill a day, would you do that? Or do you enjoy food too much?
I still want to have my...
Because you can control yourself a little bit.
Cabri Dairy. I can't control myself that much, but a bit of Cabri Dairy Milk every now and again. I don't want to lose flavor. You know, I like flavor.
I want my whole diet supplements. You know what I mean? And just have Powerades and pills.
It's like the type of food that you imagine if you're living on a spaceship. Like it's like space food, you know?
Yeah.
It's all like condensed down or real dehydrated and
you
just...
Well, what would you take if you're going up with Bezos, you know, in 5 years and you go, Jeffrey, I want to come up with you. What are you bringing? What food?
I'd take a fair few blocks of Cadbury Dairy Milk.
Would you?
Yeah.
Just plain? Plain Jane?
Plain Dairy Milk. You can never get sick of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd take a few of them up there.
Yeah.
I would take, I don't know.
What about drink? Little Prima, little pop top?
Nah, just as long as I got water, I'm happy with water. I can deal with that.
Yeah, you're an athlete.
Just imagine that, water and chocolate. That's it.
You could survive off that, couldn't you?
Pretty much. Yeah. Very close.
Yeah. Well, if we ever go to the moon.
You're having the fucking... All you're doing is having your...
I'll just have the little pill.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And all of a sudden I've got a six pack. You know what I mean? I don't want to work for it.
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't know, man.
I'll still get the gratification if I took a pill and I got a six pack. That'd be fantastic.
So you're happy just to skip all the steps and just look at yourself in the mirror? What happens?
Wouldn't you?
Isn't it the VR goggles? Maybe you could do the Homer Simpson goggles. My avatar. Your avatar would just be ripped. And you go live in that world and you just get bigger and bigger like Cartman from South Park.
Well, imagine if you had a bit of a following online, you wouldn't really care about your actual life, would you?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's pretty. That's the alarming part because I can see that sort of happening.
Yeah, well.
You know? Hey, this has been in a real glass half empty type of pod, hasn't it?
Hey, well, anyway, I hope your week's a bit better than ours. It seems like we're in a sad place, but Lock had an amazing massage.
Yeah, I felt good until this chat. Yeah.
Well, Tech Tuesday.
Well, we live in reality, to be honest. You know, we ride the bumps with us.
Yeah, sometimes the truth hurts. But hey, we'll be back again at you tomorrow. But hopefully. Check out the episode yesterday with Michael Beveridge because it's a banger. And we might try and go have a few, get some sunshine and look at some rainbows or something. I don't know. A bit happier.
Pat a ladybug.
This has been a Wellbeing Network podcast.